Now, God has created the human nature, but also the angelic nature. We have a human nature, which means we have a spirit and a body. Instead, angelic nature is a pure spirit. They have no body. This means that they have only a spirit, but this gives them an incredible freedom because they don't have the limitation that we have for space and time. So why do we see them sometimes in the pictures, in the paintings, like little babies and with little wings? Well, this is just a symbolic body. It's not their real body. But we need to be able to spot them. If it's a painting, we have to see them, you know. We also need to realize what they do, but actually they have no body. And the wings are a symbol to show that they can act very fast, because precisely they are pure spirit. And of course, they don't really have wings. Now we know and we learn from St. Paul that man is superior to the angels. Why this? It's not because we are smarter, definitely not. Actually, angels are much, much smarter than us. But this is only because Jesus, the Son of God, took human nature. So he gave to human nature a glory that the angelic nature doesn't have. This is why we are above the angels in the creation of God. But we should not forget that we ourselves are very weak. The body that we have makes us like blind and heavy, and with the capacity of being sick, of being tired, of being discouraged, of being exhausted, the capacity also of dying. Now, the heaviness of our body makes us live in a certain darkness, you know. But the angels live in the full light of God and are very, very smart, very intelligent. Now, an angel as a spiritual being has a capacity to reach us inside our being, and also to influence us. Of course, God alone has an access to the deepest depth of our soul, where we hold that chamber, that wedding chamber, I would say. But around that, we have kind of layers or chambers of ourself. And angels have access to the outer ones, like our thoughts, our will, imagination, memory, sensitivity. And the angels have access to our body too. We should be aware of that and definitely make friends with our angels who can help us so much. So let's be aware of that. And for example, if you are tired, then pray to your guardian angel. And if it's God's plan, then he can unload you from your tiredness. If you are in a scary situation, pray to your angels. They can be like your bodyguards, you know. VIP has bodyguards, but they are human, they can fail. The angels is much better bodyguard, even though we don't see him. Maybe it's more tricky for the enemy. Angels are much more powerful than human beings, and they are invincible. They are quicker and smarter, and you know, he knows the plans of your enemies. Power is not just in muscles, you know. So angels also can help us do things. Here is an example. Maybe you know the little Carmelite sister called Mariam of Bethlehem. She was from the 19th century, just before Little Flower. And she lived in Israel. And even though she was sick, she was asked to clean a huge room to make it very clean, for some sister needed the room and the place was to be available very quickly. So this job was kind of impossible for her. She was too sick and there was not enough time to do so. So she still picked up the job because she was very holy. And after a short while, another sister enters the room and she saw that the whole job was done, just like that, in no time at all. So the sister was really surprised and she asked little Mariam of Bethlehem, who said to her simply, "The children have helped me." Now this was her vocabulary. She was very simple. She didn't know how to read and write, and she used to call angels the children. And she was very familiar with the children, with the angels. Actually, what had happened, the angels had cleaned the room for her. Because angels can have access to our feelings. For example, our sexuality. Suppose someone has a sexual attraction to someone else, which does not fit with God's plan for humanity and for marriage, as we see in the story of creation and all over the Bible. Now, in that case, the guardian angels are very helpful to restore things, to restore us. I remember a priest, he confided to me that and he's a very holy priest, he's old now. When he was much younger, he had an incredible attraction for a woman. And this woman was nice, and she would come sometime for confession with him. And he was so tempted with this woman that he always managed to have a table, when he had to speak to her, to have a table between him and herself, because it was an impossible attraction, and it was a suffering for him. And of course, as a priest, he didn't want to give into the temptation. And he told me one day, he prayed 3 times a special prayer to Our Lady, the Queen of Angels. And he said, in no time, the spirit of lust I had was over. I could look at that woman, there was nothing left. Nothing. It just fell like an old sock. You know, that's the guardian angels. It was a bad angel that influenced his sexuality. But you see, just to tell you that angels have access to our sexuality. Now, one angel, the Archangel Michael, is especially powerful. You can pray novenas to Saint Michael, and you'll see the result for yourself, as well as for others. You can pray to him for others, for them to be freed. Now, angels have access to our imagination, to our dreams. Remember Saint Joseph? He had dreams sometimes, and the angels would speak to him through dreams, telling him important things that he had to know in order to be a good shepherd for the Holy Family. Now, it was an angel who told Joseph to not be afraid to take Mary as his spouse when she was pregnant. It's again an angel who told him to flee to Egypt when they were under threat from King Herod. Now, again an angel told him when it was safe to return to his homeland from Egypt because King Herod had died. As you can notice, Joseph did not need CNN or the BBC. Angels would do that. There is no mixture with the truth, with angels, just plain light. So angels can be really there in our dreams and help us. And you know what? The angels know God's plan for us. They know about our vocation. They know what is the dream of our Creator for us. And they see it very clearly, and they are in charge to help us live it, realize it in its fullness, fulfill our vocation. Now, suppose the Lord wishes a little boy to become a priest. Of course, his guardian angel will know about it. And then he will do everything he can to help this little boy from his childhood to avoid everything that could harm or block his vocation. So this angel will lead him on his path. He will help him stay pure and pray to God, worshiping God and listening to his word, doing his will. He will help the little boy to be charitable, to think of others, to give himself in service for others, to be attentive. And he will help him in any way so that this little boy may reach that goal of becoming a priest and then a holy priest. You see? Now, this is a little personal family testimony. My mom, when she was young, would always pray to her guardian angel. And she would pray to him for the guy who maybe the Lord was having in store for her as a husband, asking her guardian angel to protect him and to lead him. And she would also pray to the guardian angel of that boy, that man. Little did she know that my father would have to spend 3 years in the concentration camps of Hitler in Germany. And actually, I must say that he was the only one from his section to return home alive. And my mother met him after the war, and they got married. And when my mom told my dad about those prayers that she was addressing to her guardian angel and his guardian angel, my dad was absolutely astounded. Because you know what? He also had done the same thing on his side. He had prayed to his angel for the wife the Lord had prepared for him. And he would pray to the guardian angel of his future wife that she would be kept for him. And as a matter of fact, the first minute he saw my mom, he knew that she was the one. Now there is a plan of God for each one of our lives. And the angels are the keepers, the guardians of that plan. Their job is to help us realize that plan in its fullness. And they always lead us back to it when we go astray. So when we are searching for our vocation, our guardian angel can help us greatly. Our angels are counselors too. We might not see them, but they are definitely by our side to help us keep up each day on the right path.